Following is a synopsis of the Rebbe's talk of Shabbos Parshas Vayera, Chai Mar Cheshvan, Hey Tav Shin Nun Beis, corresponding to the year 1991. The Torah is a work of instructions to every Jew, in every time, in every place. And our Parsha has a connection and a lesson that is unique for this time in which we read the Parsha. And since everything in the Torah is precise, it follows then logically that there must be also a lesson, something that we could derive from the fact that this week's Parsha coincides with a certain day of the month. And that is what we have to do now, is find the special relevant lesson from the Parsha, which is Vayera, and also the date is Chai Mar Cheshvan, the 18th day of Mar Cheshvan, which is in close proximity to Chav Cheshvan, the day in which the Rebbe Rashab was born. The story is told of the Rebbe Rashab, when he was 4 or 5 years old, he went to see his grandfather, the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, and he began to cry. And he said, "Why is it that God appeared to Father Abraham, and he doesn't appear to us?" And his grandfather answered, "When a Jew, a tzaddik, resolves at the age of 99 that he has to circumcise himself, he is worthy that God should reveal himself to him." Now the lesson from this story, if you look at it superficially, that the fact that Abraham had this privilege that God appeared to him, would seem that this is only relevant to unique tzaddikim, righteous people. Such people that at the age of 99, they are able to resolve, they have to circumcise themselves. But it doesn't apply to average people. It doesn't even apply to regular tzaddikim. That's why God didn't even appear to the Rebbe Rashab, who was a tzaddik from the time he was a child. So this is very puzzling. So then what relevance is this story to us? What could we learn from the fact that God appeared to him, to Abraham, and apply it to ourselves, who are not tzaddikim, and we're certainly not the brand of tzaddik that was Avraham Avinu. Now, we know that God appeared to Abraham even before this parsha, but that was before he fulfilled the mitzvah of circumcision, and the difference is significant, and in two different respects. On one hand, there's a greater divine revelation, the Shem Havaya, the Tetragrammaton, the unique and essential name of God, that was revealed to Abraham after circumcision was that name in its full force. On the other hand, the second point over here is that it also permeated the very body of Abraham to the point that when God revealed himself to Abraham, he would fall. And this is hinted in the verse, and it says, "And he was sitting at the entrance of his tent, and it was to the heat of the day." What does heat of the day mean? That is a symbol of a very high level of divine revelation, very powerful. And notwithstanding this revelation, he was able to sit. Who Yeshub, he was sitting because he fulfilled the mitzvah of circumcision. Before circumcision, when God would reveal himself to him, it was something that he could not contain. Because the mitzvah of circumcision has those characteristics. On one hand, it transcends even Torah, because God made a covenant with the Jewish people for the Torah, and he used the term covenant 3 times. But for circumcision, there are 13 covenants. So circumcision is higher than Torah. And on the other hand, it's the one mitzvah that actually permeates the physical body of a Jew. It's the only mitzvah that reveals this eternal covenant with God that transcends logic, and that it is imprinted, it is etched into the very flesh of the Jew. There's an additional advantage to the mitzvah of circumcision, that it sanctifies not just the body of the Jew, but it also affects the whole world, because it is in the merit of the mitzvah of circumcision that God promised Abraham that he will receive the land. And it's only in the merit of the mitzvah of circumcision that the Jewish people have the power to sanctify what is normally Eretz Canaan, a physical land like any other land, and to transform it into Eretz Yisrael, God's land. These two qualities of milah, of circumcision, that it's a very exalted level, and that it can be introduced in the physical world, are really connected to one another. They're complementary. It's precisely because the circumcision comes down lower that enables us to reach higher and higher, because we know that the whole purpose of creation is to make a dwelling place for the Creator in this physical world. Precisely in this physical world is where God's very essence is revealed, not in the upper spiritual worlds. And that's why when you take mitzvah circumcision, which goes down below, this enables us to reach God's essence. The same thing is true about the Beis HaMikdash, the Holy Temple. It says that the heavens and the heavens of heavens cannot contain God, but only this house, only the Beis HaMikdash. The higher worlds cannot contain God's essential being. It has to be the physical Beis HaMikdash, the sanctuary down here on this earth, in which God's essence is revealed. And we also know that it's this physical world that has this yesh, this beingness. That's where the ultimate beingness of the essence of God can be revealed. Now, it's clear, therefore, that the revelation of godliness that was internalized through the mitzvah of circumcision is something that every single Jew possesses. The mitzvah of circumcision was given to every Jew, as it says, "And vi'ata es brisi tishmer, you shall guard this covenant." And then it goes on to say, "Ata, you, vizaracha, your seed, your children, achrecha, that come after you, lidereisam, for all future generations." To the point that even women, and even Jews who are not circumcised, are considered to be circumcised. And therefore, the godliness that goes along with circumcision applies to every Jew. Because every Jew, when he circumcises himself, he experiences the entry of the godly soul into his physical body. The godly soul is an extremely high, lofty entity. It's a part of God. And when you take a part of God, of something that is an essence, it's like you're holding the whole thing. So the very essence of godliness is possessed by every Jew. And this part of godliness permeates the Jew and gives him life. And that's why the body of a Jew is considered to be a holy body. Now, the godly soul and the revelation of godliness that is introduced through the mitzvah of circumcision expresses itself in every single detail of a person's life, and even when he's a child. And there are several examples of this. Recognition of God, for example. Even a child knows there's a God. And there's a special thing about the prayer that when they pray to God, because they don't understand different godly levels, different spiritual entities. They pray to the Creator himself and not to any other aspect of godliness, not to any manifestation of godliness. It also manifests itself in eating and drinking. When you educate a child to say Birchas HaMazon, the grace after meals, they know exactly to whom they are blessing. For example, the Gemara tells the story that when Abaye and Rava, the two Talmudic sages, were asked when they were children, "To whom are you blessing?" And they answered, "To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed is He." And when they asked them, "Where is He?" Rava pointed to the roof, and Abaye went outside and he pointed to the heavens. So you see that even children have this recognition. And the same thing is true with physical objects that they have in their homes. When you put a mezuzah on the house, and in every room of the house, one could tell that the whole house belongs to God. And the same thing is true with a chumash, one of the books of the Torah, a pushka, a charity box, and the like that are in the house, that transforms the house to a miniature Beis HaMikdash, a miniature temple. And especially the fact that the affection that we have to a mezuzah can be sensed by children who are drawn to kiss the mezuzah. So the child sees these objects and he sees the various things that demonstrate that the house belongs to God. And the holiness of the house extends outside as well. That's why the mezuzah is placed towards the outside of the house. And when a person leaves the house, he is permeated with the theme of the house, of the mezuzah of the house, which is holy. And that permeates the entire world, and he can make the whole world then a dwelling for God. Now we can understand the reason why the Rebbe Rashab cried. And he said, "Why does God appear to Abraham and he doesn't appear to us?" That revelation of godliness that came to Abraham through the mitzvah of circumcision is actually there for every Jew. Every Jew has this existence, has this reality, and it has an effect on his day-to-day activity and in every aspect and detail of his life. The only question is, do we see it? Avraham Avinu merited to see the Shekhinah appearing to him. And that's why the Rebbe Shab cried, because although he knew that it exists, he cried because he couldn't see it. And his argument was a very good argument. Avram Avinu is true, much higher than we are, but he's Avram Avinu, he's our father Abraham. And every quality that a father has is inherited by his children to every single Jew who is a child of Avram. So the question that he really was asking was, just like God appeared to him, that he could see this godly revelation, the same way we should be able to see this godly revelation. We should have the Vayera Elov Hashem, God appears to him. And the answer that Tzemach Tzedek gave, that when a tzaddik, who's 99 years old, the Jew who was a tzaddik, who's 99 years old, resolves to circumcise himself, is worthy that God should appear to him. In other words, in order to see this revelation, you have to be worthy through actual service and not just rely on the merit that we have from our fathers. Now we can understand what the lesson is from Vayera Elof Havaya, that God appeared to him, a lesson that is relevant to every Jew. When a Jew reads in the Torah these words, that God appeared to him, he has to know that the primary point over here is Elof, it's written to him. That's why it doesn't say Vayera Hashem El Avraham, God appeared to Abraham. It uses the pronoun Elof to him, because he, this Jew, is also a child of Avraham, and he also entered into the covenant of Avram. So it's obvious that God reveals himself to everyone, just like he does to Abraham. So this knowledge, this awareness, awakens and inspires and provokes the question, or the desire, to see this revelation. As we learn from the Rebbe Rashab, that even little children have to have this yearning to see the godliness that is revealed, to the point where he's ready to cry, where he cries. And therefore, everyone who knows this will do everything that he can do that is contingent on his actions to be worthy by performing the mitzvah of circumcision in the spiritual vein, that you have to make sure that your body, all your 248 limbs, 365 blood vessels should be permeated in everything that you do with one singular goal, to sanctify your share in this world and to transform it into Eretz Yisrael. Now this effort you will do will make you eligible to see the godliness being revealed to him, and not only in yourself, but throughout the world. This is the meaning of the date in which we are reading the Parshas Vayera, the Parsha that they, Vayera of that year, which coincided with Chai Mar Cheshvan, the 18th day of Mar Cheshvan. The word Chai, which means life, symbolizes the godly soul, the part of God that gives life to the body. Chai Mar Cheshvan, which is the first month in which we're engaged in worldly matters, after the month of Tishrei, which is primarily a month of festivals. So this indicates, when you talk about Chai, and you put it together with Mar Cheshvan, that the life force of the soul is extended into the world and into our efforts within the framework of this world. And that Chai, that life, that vitality gives us the power to sanctify the whole world. When we read Parshas Vayera, in the 18th of Mar Cheshvan, it signifies the Vayera Elov Havaya, the appearance of God to him through circumcision, how that godly revelation, which is associated with the soul, permeates the body, Chai, and it also has an effect on the world, Mar Cheshvan. Then, from Chai, we reach to the next date, which we are in close proximity with, that has significance, which is the 20th of Mar Cheshvan. In Hebrew, the word 20 is indicated, the number 20, by the letter Chaf. Chaf is the initial of the word Keser, crown, and it also is the 20th letter, and it also has the gematria of the word Keser, which is 620. So what is Chaf Cheshvan? That indicates that even the crown, the essential godliness that is considered to be the crown of God, is channeled and it permeates the weekdays of the month of Cheshvan, which is a weekday, an ordinary month. Now, in the complete redemption, every one of us will see God's glory, as it says, V'hayu einecha reyes es mirecha, your eyes will see your master. So then we will see how Vayera Elov Havaya, God appear to him, will be fulfilled in its most complete way. Moreover, the whole world will see God's glory, as it says, "Nigla kved havaya, v'ro kol basar." God's glory will be revealed, and every flesh will see it. That means the flesh itself, the creation itself, will see God's glory, which is the meaning that is indicated by the date, Chai Mar Cheshvan, the life, the energy of the divine that permeates even the physical world. And also Chaf Mar Cheshvan, which means the crown of royalty will be revealed in the world. That's also connected to redemption, as it says, Havaye Yimlech, God will reign in the future redemption, La'olam Vod, forever and ever, in the world. And just like the words, Vayera Elav Havaye, the theme of Vayera Elav Havaye, God appears to him, is true for every single Jew, so too the redemption, which is the completion of that process, exists within every Jew. Every Jew has a spark of the soul of Mashiach, which is the essence of one's soul. And it is more revealed with children, little children. That's why the verse says, Al tigu b'mashichai, don't start up with my anointed ones, with my Mashiachs. The Talmud says that this refers to children who are learning in school. These are school children who learn Torah. They are Mashiach because they have the spark of Mashiach in a more pronounced way. But every Jew has a spark of Mashiach. And when a Jew does his work to reveal that spark of Mashiach in himself and throughout the world, and he will then reveal the general Mashiach, Mashiach Tzidkenu, a righteous Mashiach, and that will usher in the redemption for the entire world. That's the primary lesson from Parshas Vayera, that every Jew has to have this passion, this desire, this yearning, and to do everything in his power to bring the redemption by actions that are appropriate for the time of redemption. Now, in recent years, there's another advantage to the process of bringing godliness into this world, to the Vayera Elav Havaya, that began with the birth of the Rebbe Rashab on the 20th of Cheshvan of the year, Tafresh Chaf Aleph, which when we arrange, the letters are rearranged, it spells Kisra, which is the Aramaic version of Kesa, the crown. From the time that he was a child, as we said before, especially when he became a Nasi, the leader, the Rebbe Rashab made a special effort to facilitate the Vayera Elav Havaya, the revelation of godliness to every single Jew. And this is pronounced in the fact that he founded the yeshiva called Temche Tmimim, the goal of which, the objective of which, is that they should learn the teachings of Chassidus, which deals with godly matters in a very clear, defined way, just like we study subjects of Talmud. And that gives us a sample of the Vayera Elav Havaya that God appears to us, that we could internalize and absorb and retain godly subjects. And that's also the preparation for the redemption, because then we will learn these inner teachings of Torah in a much perfect, in the most perfect way. Everyone will know God. It won't just be something that we understand with our seichel, with our intellect. We will have this ability to see it. And that was the whole goal of starting Temche Tmimim, and the matara and the objective that was given to the students of this yeshiva, as they were told by the Rebbe Rashab, that their mission is to become Chayalei Beis David, the soldiers of the House of David. They are soldiers to wage war against all those who cherfu ikas mishichecha, the people who undermine the whole pursuit of redemption through Mashiach, and they will be the ones who will ultimately bring the victory, the complete victory, with the coming and the revelation of Mashiach. All this, the Rebbe says, is especially relevant in our own generation, because after the three generations that began with the Rebbe Rashab, and then we have two subsequent generations, the work, the efforts of the Chayali Beis David, the soldiers of the House of David, to bring Mashiach has been completed. As the Rebbe Rayatz, the Rebbe refers obviously to his predecessor as my father-in-law, the leader of our generation, that we're talking about the previous Rebbe, who said that we have already completed our service and we're prepared for Mashiach. That he said way back, and now after 40 years of the efforts of the Chayali Beis David, of these soldiers, we certainly have reached that milestone. In our generation, we're already in the 90th year. The Rebbe is referring to the fact that the Rebbe has entered into his 90th year after saying the Psalm 89 in the book of Psalms, which is connected to the victory of the soldiers of the House of David. And the Psalm 90 concludes with the words, Kenanehu, which refers to the Beis HaMikdash about which it says, Migdash Havaya Kainu Yodecha, the holy temple your hands have established. So it's a reference to the establishment of the Beis HaMikdash. And this year we are ready into the year of Tavshin Nun Beis, the acronym of which is Hayei Tehei Shnas Niflois Bakayo. This will be a year of wonders in every respect. Niflois, wonders, is associated with the redemption, because it says about the redemption, I will show them wonders. And this is also connected to the new dimensions of Torah, that it will also involve and include the wonders of Torah. And Bakol in everything means that this will be comprehensive goodness and complete goodness, as our sages derive from the word Bakol, which is used in reference to the patriarchs, that God gave them a taste of the future, where you have everything. Everything is complete. It's comprehensive. And the year Tavshin Nun Beis, we are ready at the Parsha of Vayera, the 18th of Marcheshvan, and this indicates, as we just said before, the revelation of godliness in every aspect of the world, in every Jew, and through that in every aspect of the world. And we are 3 days, within 3 days of Chav Cheshvan, the crown of Marcheshvan, which is even deeper because it represents the revelation of God's kingdom in the entire world. Now, since the month of Marcheshvan is the beginning of the so-called weekday months, the mundane months, so the crown of this month is connected not just to Marcheshvan, but also to subsequent months. The crown of Kislev, which concludes with Chanukah, the dedication of the altar in the Beis HaMikdash, and the revelation of the inner dimension of Torah that is in the month of Kislev, the oil of Torah. Oil is associated with Chanukah, of course. Then you have the Keser, the crown of the month of Tevis. The month of Tevis is the month where the Talmud says it's a month when the body enjoys the warmth of another body, which Chassidus explains means that God enjoys the body of his children, the Jewish people. Then you have the crown of the month of Shvat. The 10th of the month of Shvat is the Hilula of the previous Rebbe. And then you have the crown of the subsequent months until you finish the 90th year, which is connected to the building of the Beis HaMikdash through a righteous Mashiach, the King Mashiach, may it be taken from Yad Mamish imminently, because we already saw the fulfillment of the request. As we say, Ubikshu was Hashem Alekeim, Bez David Malkam Amen, they sought God, their God, and their King David, with reference to Mashiach. Another point, the Rebbe says, an essential point, besides the spark of Mashiach that every Jew possesses, there's also the literal meaning of Mashiach. And if there hadn't been some negative things that intervened, that prevented the Mashiach's arrival, he would have actually come. After the previous Rebbe notified us that we already finished our efforts, and all the obstructions have been eliminated, and we already have the existence and even the revelation of Mashiach. So now what do we have to do? If Mashiach is already here and revealed, we have to just greet him, and to use the language of the Parsha, we have to receive the revelation of Ayera Elav Havaya, that every Jew and in the world there should be a reception to the godliness in the actuality, in the actual and palpable sense within this world. From this we understand that all the actions that we do have to be permeated with Mashiach and Geula, Mashiach and redemption. When a Jew eats and he drinks, he should desire to sit at the table and enjoy the meal, the feast of the Leviyasan and the Shur HaBar, the special fish and the special meat. And he argues to God that how could I make a bracha, the blessing after the eating of the meal, the grace after meals, with sincerity. I'm still hungry, because even though I've eaten, I still need to eat the feast associated with redemption. And God will certainly fulfill his request in the meal of this Shabbos of Parshas Vayera. And the essential thing is that all this should be not just theoretical, but actual, that everyone will be able to point and say, Hine Melech HaMashiach, behold, here is the King Mashiach. And behold, the Rebbe, and he refers to his father-in-law, is here in front of us. Or Hine Elokeinu Zez, it says, behold, this is our God. Zeh Havayi Kivinolei, this is the God that we hoped for. Nagila V'nismacha Bishuas, we will rejoice and be happy with his salvation. And that will happen with the rejoicing of the complete redemption. And then we will be able to recite the blessing of Shechayanu V'kimanu V'kiyanu L'zman HaZeh, that he has given us life, he has sustained us, and he allowed us to reach this milestone. A summary of the synopsis. the revelation of Vayera Elav Havaya, God appears to him, which means God's exaltedness coming down to a lower level Abraham merited because of the mitzvah of circumcision. From that we could derive that every Jew who fulfills this mitzvah has this Vayera Elav Havaya, that his soul, his godly soul, is revealed within his physical body. The effect of the soul on the body exists with every Jew from the time he's a little child. For example, when a child davens, prays, and he eats, and he drinks, it has an effect on every aspect of the child and on his home and on the whole world. So what is the lesson from this? That after a Jew knows that he has this revelation in him, he has to desire and yearn to see it just the way Abraham saw it. As we learn from the story of the Rebbe Rashab, when he was a child, he cried, why doesn't he see this godly revelation the way Abraham saw that? And the way we merit to see it is by doing our work to sanctify our body and our environment. That is the essence of the date, the 18th of Marcheshvan. 18 is life, the life of the soul, the godly soul that gives life to the physical body, indicated by Marcheshvan, which is the weekday month, that even in the mundane weekday months, we still have the exalted revelation of godliness. And all this is connected to the future redemption. First of all, every Jew has a spark of Mashiach, and he has to make an effort to reveal that spark in himself and throughout the world, and by doing that, bring the general Mashiach. This is true especially after the Rebbe Rashab was born, and especially after we finished all of our efforts and we're ready to greet Mashiach, and especially this year and in this day. And number two, the Rebbe says, we also have the existence of Mashiach and his revelation. We just have to greet him. And the deed is the essential thing. Every Jew has to know that what is Vayera Elav Havaya, God appears to him, that means to him, literally to him, and he has to desire to do everything that he can do to be able to see this, to actualize this revelation for himself and for the whole world. Another point, the Rebbe says, the essential thing is that you have to have this yearning for godliness that will happen in the redemption, and to do everything in your power to be worthy for that through the appropriate actions that will bring the redemption. And number three, everything that you do and all your activity should be permeated with Mashiach and Geula, which includes your eating and drinking. And now, a little bit of a summary of the whole talk. Since this is true, the Rebbe says, it follows, therefore, that everything that we do has to be permeated with Mashiach and Geula, including our food and our drink, that we're desiring, we're yearning to be at the feast of the Leviathan, the Shur Habar, the Yayin HaMishumar, the guarded wine, to such a point that even after the meal, we're still hungry because we didn't have the Leviathan, the Shur Habar, and the Yayin HaMishumar. And therefore, a Jew argues to God that I can't fulfill the mitzvah where it says, V'achalta, you will eat, V'savata, you will be satiated, U'beirachta, and then you will bless. We can't do it sincerely because we're not satisfied. We still want to eat the meal that will be eaten in the future. Then the Rebbe said, based on what my father-in-law, the previous Rebbe, the leader of our generation, said, that who is the Mashiach of our generation, that we already completed all things that we have to do, and we're ready, standing ready to greet the face of our righteous Mashiach. So therefore, in our generation, all the obstacles have been removed, and therefore, we don't just have Mashiach's existence in this world, we have the revelation of Mashiach. And the only thing that's left for us to do is to greet the face of Mashiach in actuality. And now to read from the book Besuras HaGeula with book highlights, the primary things the Rebbe said about the announcement of redemption. The accomplishment of the Rebbe Rashab in founding the Yeshiva Temchet Mimim is explained in the well-known discourse, which is entitled, All Who Go Out to the Wars of the House of David. The students of the Yeshiva Temchet Mimim are the soldiers of the House of David, who fight the wars of the House of David against those who revile the footsteps of your anointed. It's a verse in the end of the 89th Psalm. And the words of the Rambam in his Laws of Kings and Their Wars in the King Mashiach, it's the title of the section, the Rambam writes, He, Mashiach, will fight the wars of God until he is victorious. That Mashiach will be victorious is also indicated by what follows after the words, who revile the footsteps of your anointed. And the last words of that psalm are in the words, Blessed is the Lord forever, Amen and Amen. For Amen, and all the more so when Amen is repeated, testifies to victory in war, through which the coming and revelation of David Melech HaMashiach will be accomplished in actual reality. The Rebbe is referring to a passage in the Talmud where the word Amen is considered to be completion of the blessing, and it brings victory. Our generation, the Rebbe continues, the third generation from the Rebbe Rashab and his students, the soldiers of the house of David, will be witness to the conclusion and completion of their divine service to bring the redemption in actual reality through David Melech HaMashiach. In the words of my sainted father-in-law, the leader of our generation, while he was alive in this world, that all the divine service has already been concluded and completed, and we stand prepared to greet David Melech HaMashiach. This is all the more so the case, since the divine service has continued in a manner of, and the Rebbe quotes a verse in the book of Deuteronomy, the Lord has given you a heart to understand, and eyes to see, and ears to hear. So we certainly have the ability to understand all this, and to internalize it. And we now find ourselves in the 90th year, which follows the conclusion of the 89th year, which is connected with the 89th Psalm, that concludes with, who reviled the footsteps of your anointed, and blessed is the Lord forever, Amen and Amen. This refers to a complete victory in the wars of the house of David. And this puts us at the beginning of the period connected with the 90th Psalm, which concludes and ends with words, may the pleasantness of the Lord our God be upon us, and the work of our hands establish it. The word establish refers to the future Beis HaMikdash, the sanctuary of Lord, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. Furthermore, and the Rebbe says, and this is the main point, it was explained above that Mashiach exists in the spark of Mashiach, the aspect of Yechida within each and every Jew. In addition, Mashiach also exists in the literal sense, the general Yechida. For it is known that in every generation, an individual from the descendants of Yehuda is born, who is qualified to be the Mashiach for Israel. And that one who is worthy because of his righteousness to be the Redeemer, and when the time arrives, God will reveal it to him and will send him, etc. And if it were not for the undesirable things that got mixed in, which delayed and obstructed, he would have been revealed and come in actual reality. And according to the pronouncement of my sainted father-in-law, the leader of our generation, the Mashiach of our generation, all matters of divine service have already been concluded and completed, and we stand ready to greet our righteous Mashiach. We are therefore at a time when all obstacles and hindrances have been nullified. And since this is so, there is now not just the existence of Mashiach, but also the revelation of Mashiach. Now we need only greet our righteous Mashiach in actual reality. Another point, the Rebbe says, with this in mind, every activity must be penetrated with the subject of Mashiach and redemption, including one's eating and drinking, for the longing for the meal of Yasan, the Shor HaBar, and Yayin HaMeshumer is so great that even after the meal, one remains hungry for it. Consequently, he will complain to God that he cannot fulfill the commandment of, and you shall eat, and you shall be satisfied, and you shall bless. In earnest, you can't do it in earnest until God seats us at his table for the feast of the world to come.